Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, you know, when it comes to guns, you are somebody who knows all too well what can happen as a result of these tragedies, because it happened in your district. What's your reaction to San Bernardino and Colorado?
Well, it is both heartbreaking and appalling. It's appalling that this country, at the federal level, that we haven't taken action. And the notion that members of Congress are fulfilling their sworn duty to protect and defend the American people when they stand for moments of silence after American citizens have been murdered with guns, and that that ends their obligation to do something, is preposterous and it's offensive. So it's time for us to act. It's time for us to act. And you're going to be seeing things in the House this week. As you may know, there are a number of us who have proposed a bill, and this was before what happened in San Bernardino, to close the terror watch list loophole. The FBI has a list of suspected terrorists, and those folks are not allowed to fly on planes. And yet 2,000 of those people have been legally permitted to buy guns in America, which is frankly crazy. Makes no sense. So if we can do nothing else, we should start with that this week.
I know you're passionate on this subject, and I have so much respect for you, Elizabeth Esty. I just wonder, your personal level of frustration must be incredible.
It is very high. It is very high. And you're certainly seeing and hearing that from my colleagues, especially those of us who represent districts like Newtown and Aurora. But the bottom line is this. I take in part my inspiration and my strength from the families, a lot of whom I'm going to be seeing this week from Newtown, who have had the courage and the hopefulness to go forward and have new babies since their children were killed 3 years ago. If they can get up out of bed, if they can decide to bring a new child into this world, then I can suck it up and work hard again. That's the way I look at it. I mean, however long it takes, I'm going to be there. But I think we have a real opportunity in this next week to push hard and get this done, start with a meaningful reform, a common sense one, to show the American people that Congress can function, to show colleagues who are afraid of the NRA, to show that, you know, they are not going to be able to stop Americans from doing the right thing.
And the Republicans in the House, which had been a unified body for so long, are you seeing anybody coming over the line?
Well, we do have bipartisan support. In fact, the terror watch list bill, loophole bill, is sponsored by the primary author, Peter King of New York. It's a bipartisan bill. Peter's Republican, as you know. Mm-hmm. Our background check bill, also bipartisan. We've worked really hard to get it to be bipartisan. So I don't see this as a partisan one. I see this as, you know, the NRA, in this case, the NRA tactics against America, against the interests, and that includes against the interests of lawful gun owners. And that's what's so stupefying about it. You know, the vast majority, lawful gun owners support these reforms. So let's start with that.
Elizabeth Esty, as we speak this morning, Donald Trump has given now a speech in which he calls for banning all Muslims from the United States, coming into the United States. Your reaction?
Un-American. I think it's un-American for Donald Trump to talk about excluding any people of any religious faith. What we stand for as Americans, we stand for individual freedoms and liberties, and the notion that a country that was a haven and created by people fleeing religious oppression in other countries, that we would turn around and do that to anyone based on their faith, not based on their individual acts, is so wrong as to be stupefying. And I'm glad to see at least a number of the Republican leaders have come out and condemned his words. They are dangerous. And they are wrong, and I believe them to be deeply unpatriotic. And they are dangerous because not only do they foment hatred against others, but they serve as a recruiting tool for ISIS and other terrorists, because that shows, that suggests what is not true, but it suggests that Americans are trying to declare war on Islam, which we are not. We are declaring war on terrorists, not on any religion.
Le Pen in France, much the same thing. Keep them out.
Mm-hmm.
This is basic to people's fear, nationalism. Very dangerous concept for me. How do we get around that? How do we tell the American people, don't listen to him? He's wrong.
Well, I think what we do, Alan, is I think we lead from strength. Standing up strongly for American values is stronger, is truer to our spirit, and is, in fact, safer. Because what is best about this country is our diversity, our support, and deep-founded belief in individual freedoms and liberties, and that makes us freer and better. It leads to a better world. And when we stand up strongly and defend American values, not only do we serve as a beacon for the world, but we undermine the efforts to recruit, whether it's overseas or in our country, those who are unhappy, those who are unsuccessful in their lives, those who are frustrated and looking for someone to hate. We are best when we are strongest. We are best when we lead from strength and the conviction and knowledge that it is precisely our deep and abiding commitment to freedom, commitment to individual liberties, that makes us strong, that makes us worthy of being the greatest country in the world. And we've got to show that we deeply believe that.
I think this is pretty scary because when I'm looking at the latest presidential polls, there's like a 3-point within the margin of, you know, whatever, between Hillary and Trump. And I know you're a Hillary supporter. Doesn't that scare you, considering the vehemence of this Trump attack?
What scares me is what is the hatred that is being sown by this. What scares me is the undermining of American freedoms and the undermining of what makes us Americans. I have great faith in the American people, and I think when the time comes, and it's really a long time from now till November, when the time comes, I do trust that the American people are going to make a wise choice, a sober and serious choice in these challenging times, to elect someone who represents the best of this country, who believes in the power of our freedoms and the power of our unity in our diversity. And I do believe that ultimately, when the full swath of American people sit down and make that important decision about the presidency next year, I'm pretty confident that choice will not be one in support of some of the views and opinions of hatred that we're seeing stoked right now in the heat of a campaign.
Elizabeth Estey, always wonderful to talk to you. You speak so well and so knowledgeably, and I appreciate your spending all of this time with us. So we'll be back and we'll talk some more.
Great. Thanks so much, Alan.